My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yeah, you know, we were talking about how interesting it is that the Browns are going to revamp this offense. It's part of going to Greenbrier. It's about what they've already done at the mini camps. Deshaun Watson has seemingly very excited about what this offense is going to look like, and an offense that's going to be more tailored to the stuff he does. I know it's going to lead many of you, especially the critics of Stefanski, of which I still can't believe there are so many of them. It's going to lead them to immediately go to, well, why did it take him so long? Why are we 3 years into this? Guy signed a 5-year deal. Why would it take so long to tailor your offense towards the best of what that quarterback does? I look at it a different way. Like I thought that, and I'm sure the Browns thought this, when you do everything you can to go get Deshaun Watson, you're assuming that he's capable of doing everything. And you want that evolution of a quarterback to continue to get better. I think obviously not playing football for a few years, that hindered a lot. I think Deshaun Watson has really struggled with being able to read defenses, you know, since he's been a Cleveland Brown. I think he's been learning the Browns offense, having to deal with all of that, and then getting back into the scheme of things. And then, oh, by the way, he's going to play banged up last year. So there was no rhythm. There was no timing. I think a lot of that was an issue. But again, like Jason Lloyd is with us in for Ken Carman today. You said, well, what happens? You've got a quarterback that comes in off the couch and then has no problem, you know, running that offense to full capacity. And what we saw to Joe Flacco last year. And I think that was alarming for the Cleveland Browns.
So the answer was throw it all away.
I do wonder if they're throwing it all away.
I think quite a bit. I do think that this is going to look vastly different. This offense is going to look totally different.
Do you think it'll be shotgun entirely?
I think
so. 11 personnel is gone.
I think it'd be very, very heavy shotgun. Maybe not 100%, but over 90.
All right. 216-474-0092. Then I promise we will get to Evan Mobley and the Cavs. We have one, well, a couple of NBA guys who are saying, why did they do that when it comes to Evan Mobley? Tony in Willowick, next up on The Fan. How are you, Tony?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so this is my question. So if they're going to do, like you were saying, have Watson, you know, change his offense and do it the way he wants, how is that going to affect the other players and they're going to be changing their style? Is that going to be a problem? I mean, I know they should all, you know, be flexible and stuff like that, but they're actually going to change the whole thing just for one person?
All right, Tony, thanks for the call. I would say just what pops into my mind, and then yep. Jason, you can give your answer. I think where you could run into the biggest issue is with your offensive line. And oh, by the way, you have a new offensive line coach, so things are going to change dramatically. We've had Wyatt Teller on record in a recent interview talking about going from, you know, one seasoned and you know, let's just say it, basically an offensive line world, an iconic offensive line coach. I think that's where you could run into some issues.
Sure.
That this is going to look different for them and how they have to protect Deshaun Watson, who has already taken a number of hits.
The receivers, the route tree may change, but that's easy. I do wonder how many carries are available for the guys in the backfield, whether it be Nick Chubb or whoever else. But you're, I think, 100% right. I've talked to the linemen who, like, when it was Jacoby Brissett or Joe Flacco, when you're in pass protection, it's 1001, 1002, and the ball's out. And with Deshaun, he's holding the ball sometimes longer to try and make a play. And some really good things can come from that, and disaster can also come from that. But it's like linemen get into a cadence or a rhythm of 1001, 1002, 1003, the ball's out. And with him, it's 1001, 1002, and the other, where's the ball? Why isn't the ball out? And so there is an adjustment period to that. And I do wonder what that will be like in this new system if the ball gets out faster or if it's more opportunities for him to sit back, wait, freelance, make something happen, scramble around in the pocket, give guys more time to get open. Again, all things that could be really good. It could be really, really good when it works. But it is a big adjustment for guys up front.
Well, found it interesting. And we'll wrap up the Deshaun Watson part of this conversation. That second half against Baltimore is obviously the one half of football that we all saw potentially what he's capable of. You had me thinking yesterday, because you had a comparison on the phone. What did you compare the second half of that game against Baltimore to when it comes to Evan Mobley?
I said the second half of Deshaun against Baltimore, people are clinging to that like oxygen in their lungs. And now the new one is Evan Mobley against the Celtics. So there's Deshaun that people are just clinging to. It's, look how he looked in the second half against Baltimore playing with a broken shoulder. And look at how Evan Mobley looked playing against Boston without Jared Allen on the floor. So those are the two that, like, it's kind of funny that those two things have taken on a life of their own in Cleveland.
Well, Evan Mobley in that Boston series, 21 points a game on 63% from the field shooting, 9 rebounds a game. He was spectacular.
He was phenomenal.
And
I don't want to make light of it by saying it that way.
No, because I don't think you are.
He was phenomenal in that series.
And in that game 5 against Boston, when you knew there was no Donovan Mitchell, when you knew there was no Jared Allen, when they said, All right, young man, young unicorn, like, this is your chance.
Yeah.
He had 33 points in that game. He took 24 shots, by far the most aggressive he had been in his NBA career. So based on that Boston series alone, it's a no-brainer. Of course, with guys in his class, in his rookie class, like Franz Wagner, like Cade Cunningham, there was another one that signed Scotty Barnes.
Yeah.
All of them signed max deals ahead of Evan Mobley, and we were sitting there looking at our watches, and finally, the deal goes down on Saturday night, so everybody is thrilled. Everybody is happy that the Cavs signed Evan Mobley to a max deal, right? Not so fast, because according to the Dunked On podcast and Nate Duncan, the Cavs didn't necessarily need to do this.
How are you going to keep these four guys? Then also, by the way, you still don't have a guy that you love at the three with this group. Now, I think that this move makes it more likely that Jared Allen in particular will have to get traded. But it's just, there is no reason to do this right now. And we saw the Cavs are another one of these kind of high in their own supply. We're a small market. We got to take our victory lap anytime we get someone to stay here or want to be here. And so we'll just throw in the max that we can.
And again, that voice, Nate Duncan, who's been on this radio station before and on the Dunked On podcast, he's saying, why did you have to do this? There was nothing making you do this. Jason, I totally disagree.
I totally disagree, too. Go ahead.
I'll just say this, that when the dominoes fall, like the guys in that draft class, who I already alluded to, and we can have good debates. I mean, Scotty Barnes was rookie of the year, right? He edged out.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them.
Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Out Evan Mobley that first year. Cade Cunningham, I mean, he's just been a disastrous situation, but I do think people are excited about the future of Cade Cunningham. Franz Wagner, well, we saw him. Now, remember, Evan Mobley had a huge key block that saved potentially that not only a game but a series against the Orlando Magic. But Franz has been up and down so far in this league. I still think a lot of people would take Evan Mobley if you were to redraft that draft class, even over Sengun, who offensively is terrific, but defensively is nothing, and actually Houston took off without him last year when he got injured. I still think the majority of people would take Evan Mobley number one if you had a redraft.
Number one over all those other guys?
Yes.
Yeah, you can certainly make that argument. Actually, Scotty might go number one just because of the position that he plays and the wing is so imperative. But you had to do this. First of all, once Franz Wagner got a max, Evan Mobley was getting a max.
That was a wrap.
But the Cavs just knew 2 years ago they were going to give Evan Mobley a max. Like, this has been a foregone conclusion for years. And there's a couple of things behind it. Number one, I think fans need to just forget what they think they know about max contracts in the NBA. Because I think you're going to see more and more of these types of deals with these guys. And they're going to look like outrageous contracts right now. And wait and see what the number looks like 2 or 3 years from now. Where the salary cap is going, where these annual salaries are going. We're coming quickly on the point where guys are going to be making $100 million a year. So these are going to look like bargains. I mean, Jared Allen's making $20 million next year. And when he signed that deal, I thought, boy, that's a lot to pay for a center who is a non-shooting big. And now it looks like one of the biggest bargains in the league coming off the year that he had last year, making $20 million. So, and they're just going to keep skyrocketing like this. And also, which I think is important, you know, we put in the story after the season ended, after the Cavs lost to Celtics, Joe and Shams and I wrote that story about how Evan's representatives were trying to steer him to Oklahoma City, and they told Cleveland, don't draft him. Now, the relationship is fine between Mobley and the Cavs. There's no, obviously, look at what the deal he just signed. There's no animosity there. The relationship's been fine since he got here. But when that's your starting point of you have the agency saying, don't take this guy, and they were clearly trying to steer him to OKC, why do you think Isaiah Mobley's here? Like, you're going to do what it takes to make him happy, and you're going to give him a max. He was always going to get a max. Offensively, has he earned a max? Probably not. Defensively, he's elite. He's an elite defender. That's going to be the case whether it's J.B. Bickerstaff, a defensive-minded coach, or Kenny Atkinson, who is not a defensive-minded coach. He should still be an elite defender. And obviously, they're putting a lot of faith in Kenny Atkinson being able to get more out of him offense. They are not running from that. I'm surprised at how open the Cavs were at Kenny Atkinson's press conference about, yeah, we got to get more out of Evan Mobley, and that's going to be a focus going forward, is prioritizing his development on the offensive end. They are not hiding from that at all.
Yeah, now, I think it obviously should be, and as we know, we've seen Donovan Mitchell in this league for basically playoff Donovan Mitchell for 5 years has been spectacular. He's had some downs, but mostly ups. He's had incredible all-time games. I mean, last year, he had a 50-point game in which he was not even close to 100%. Shows you, those kind of guys, I keep saying this, do not grow on trees. They are spectacular, but what do we know? For the most part, in that league, guys at Donovan's size,
you're not going to win a championship if he's your best player.
They just can't do it. So you need Evan Mobley to be able to be that guy. We're only in, you know, he's 22 years old. He's still very young. You see potential on a lot of the stuff he does. I still think he's got a long way to go offensively to be that guy. Like, I don't know. I know the guy I just saw in the Boston series has potential to do that. If you just said at the start of a series like that, a year from now, hey, it's your team, he's probably still not ready. He's probably still not going to be ready to do that against a team like Boston.
Correct.
But how many guys in the league are? What are there, five that can do it? I mean, Jokic, Giannis, if he's healthy.
That can carry a team to a championship?
That could potentially do that. I mean, how many guys now?
I think Luka could, but he hasn't yet.
Right?
But he could. I think it's in there.
If Joel Embiid was healthy.
I'm not an Embiid guy at all. I think he's a dog. I'm not an Embiid guy. I don't think he'll ever win anything.
But just in this.
Not as the number one player on the team.
In this exercise, there's so few guys that can do it. But Evan does have the archetype. I really do believe he is somebody that I you know, people are comparing his numbers to Giannis in year three or KG in year three. Like, there's a lot of players that have, you know, some up and down numbers that are not ever in a million years going to become those guys. So I still don't know if I ever see him becoming Giannis offensively. But I still think he can go a very long way.
Yeah, there's still, when they first drafted him, I kept pushing and wondering, could he be a three? Because if he's a three, he's on the Giannis level. If he could play the three, now you're talking about a top five player in the game. But I've that ship has sailed as far as I'm concerned. Like, he's not a three. He's a five, actually. He's probably going to be, at his best, he's a center. And anytime I talk to teams around the league about the Cavs, it's always Evan at the five and four shooters around him. It's never, the conversation's never about Jarrett. It's always about Evan, which, you know, we can take this full circle, how we started it with Evan in, against Boston, how good he looked against Boston, and he did look terrific. Two things on that, though. Number one, at this point, on July 23rd, Jared Allen is still on this roster. And number two, Boston was without Kristaps Porzingis and really had no threat in the middle at center, other than the corpse of Al Horford. So there was really nothing that Evan they could put on Evan to match him, and obviously that's not the case with a lot of other teams around the league. So as good as he looked, and it did look good, and it did show you what it can look like, I think it's important to put those caveats. Can he still do that if Jarrett's standing next to him on the floor, which Allen's still on this roster right now, and the fact that Boston really didn't have much of a defensive presence or an answer for him because Porzingis was out.
All right, I'll let you marinate on this, and I'll ask the question. We have FML. We have Owen's travelogue, because Owen is back today. We're so thrilled to have Owen back with us. They're coming up next at FML. But maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, that Deshaun Watson second half against Baltimore, or the Evan Mobley experience in the Boston series, what is more likely to be the real thing? I'll don't answer. I'll let you think about it. Mitch, don't answer. I'll let you think about it. Owen, don't you dare answer.
Want to.
No, you can't. That's the whole point. We're teasing ahead.
Fine.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.